Welcome to the Paris Theatre, Lower Regent Street, for this evening's gala occasion, Son of Cliché, the Royal Command Performance. Over to my right, the Royal Box, as yet unoccupied. It's a pity they couldn't have found a proper seat for Her Majesty. But it is rather a splendid box. And they've completely removed the Jaffa sign. Ah, here comes Her Majesty now, accompanied by Mr. Bobby J., the head of Radio Light Entertainment, who's helping her into her seat and returning her half of the ticket stub. An expectant hush descends as the performance is about to begin.
We present Son of Cliché, written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor, starring Christopher Barry, Stephen Frost, Nick Wilson. Music by Peter Bruce.
Film 83 with Barry Norman.
Evening. I spent most of this week trying to get to the Sri Lankan Film Festival. Unfortunately, they wouldn't let me on the plane because the bags under my eyes were too heavy to pass as hand luggage. Anyway, enough of that. On now to new releases. And a film not so much released as paroled. Bambi 2, the sequel. The money for which came from an interesting source, the Pentecostal Church of Great Britain. A fact which has spawned some interesting trailers.
The Pentecostal Church of Great Britain proudly presents...
Yes, Bambi is back. With Thumper the Rabbit and all his other little friends. In a wonderful film for all the family. Go and see it. If you don't, you'll burn in the eternal fires of damnation.
And while we're on the subject of damnation, let's move straight to Pwllheli in North Wales. Next Monday sees the opening of a season of films at this small seaside resort's only cinema. Titles include 633 Squadron, The Sound of Music, and Whistle Down the Wind. There we are, then. That's Pwllheli and their season of new releases. Anyway, enough of that. On now to our location report, which comes from Sweden, where I talked to Ingmar Bergman, believed by some to be the world's leading exponent of cinematic art. He gave us some insight into his technique.
Yeah, basically, I write the script. Then I go to where it says in the script with the cameras. And then I get the actors to stand in front of the camera. The lens end, not the back part of the camera. One of them, the actor, says a line, and I point the camera at him. And then sometimes no one says a line, and I don't point the camera at anyone.
How would you say your style has changed over the years, and how long do you believe I can go without making a sarcastic comment?
In answer to the first question, I've made mistakes. I've learned many lessons. For instance, in films, when they talk about going shooting, they don't mean with guns. But by far the most important lesson I ever learned about cinema was what Federico Fellini taught me. He said, in cinema, never, never, never have one of those hot dogs. The bread is always stale and the meat, you don't know what it is.
Ingmar Bergman. Still as enigmatic as ever. Incidentally, next week I'll be licking up to Federico Fellini himself, and then coming back to the studio to make snidey remarks about him. Anyway, enough of that, and in fact, enough of me. Good night. And Her Majesty sitting quite happily on her box. She certainly seems to be enjoying the evening so far. Ah. And as I speak, an usher is whispering something in her ear. Yes. She's putting out her pipe. And taking her feet off the back of the man in front of her. And what's this?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome that crazy cockney top comic, Charlie Chuckles.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. I've said good evening. Lovely. I don't know why I'm laughing. I make myself laugh, me. I make myself laugh. No, listen. If you haven't seen me before, I must just explain. I don't do jokes, mate. No, I don't. What I do... Hang on. You're ahead of me here. What I do is I observe everyday life. I look at it, I observe it, right? But who remembers... Now, come on, a minute, fellas. But who remembers the first time you ate a human corpse? Come on! We've all done it, haven't we? Ain't comical, innit? It's always the same. You're feeling peckish, aren't you, girls? You're feeling peckish. There's nothing in the fridge. And your Auntie Maud's laid out in the front room, in the parlour. And you think, nah, fuck off. You think, nah, fuck off. You've done it, haven't you? I can tell you, you've done it. And then you think, oh, well, maybe an arm. Who's going to miss it? And you know, she's laughing. She's done it, haven't you, Mrs. Hey? Yeah, haven't you? And you think, oh, I'll play the dog at it. You know, don't you? Hey, and the thing is, though, tell me if I'm wrong. Hey, the comical thing is, once you've eaten one, you get a taste for it, don't you? You do, don't you? You're going round the cemetery digging up the graves, don't you? Hey, they've all got the menus up top. You think, what's this one? 1652, that sounds nice, I'll have that tonight. That's a bit of vintage. Anyway, you know, you think, hey, I'll dig this up. This'll do me till Thursday. Hey, but them Chinese people, they're the worst, aren't they? They are. Hey, you eat one of them, 20 minutes later, you feel like another, don't you? Now, my favourite, hang on. My favourite is the Indians. Indians, yeah. It's out of a story in the morning, but I love them, I do, that's right. Anyway, we've all been through it, haven't we? We've all done it, we have though, haven't we? We've all done it, haven't we? This is the cannonball convention, isn't it? Oh, well, that's Monday. Oh. Never mind, right, straight into the song. Thank you very much. When you're eating human beings, thank you very much, the whole world's round.
Charlie Chuckles, a big hand, please. Or an egg, or an arm, or a bit of neck, or whatever you can get there.
This is the sound of an electrocardiogram machine recording the pulse rate of a 47-year-old man. Let's call him Patient One. This is the ECG representation of the heart rate of a 39-year-old woman who is recovering from a massive heart attack. Let's call her Patient Two. This is the single-tone ECG recording of a man whose heart had stopped. Let's call him Patient Three. What happens when we put all these sounds together?
Christmas comes once a year, but for one man there's no Yuletide cheer. On Christmas Day he sits alone in the bedsit room he calls his home. But little man, wipe that tear away. Here's a song for you on Christmas Day. Flasher, we love you, and I love all the funny things you do. Flasher, we love you.
Good evening, and on Science Tomorrow Tonight, we'll be looking at a new underwater cigarette that doesn't damage your health, and a scrotum scratcher for dogs with short legs. But first, my guest in the studio tonight is the man who developed the stereo system of sound reproduction, Mr. Bob Bob Stock Stock. Bob Bob, hello.
Hello, hello.
What was it that first gave you the notion of producing sound through two speakers?
I got the idea from the very, very peculiar way in which I speak.
Hang on one second, Bob Bob, because my next guest is the man who was the inventor of the quadraphonic system. A Mr. Dick, 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 Green, 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 Green. And I'm sure we're going to have a lively, interesting discussion. Dick, 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 Dick. Welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Have you met Bob Bob?
No, no.
No, 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 no.
Hello, Dick, 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 Dick.
Hello. Hello, Bob, 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 Bob.
No, 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 please, please, call me Bob, 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 Bob for short, short.
I must just interrupt you there, gentlemen, because I've got a surprise guest for both of you.
Ah.
He is the man who invented the octophonic system. A Mr. Bert, 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 King, 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 King. And I must just explain, he does have a rather terrible speech impediment.
Hello, Bert, 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 Bert,
Bert. Hello, Bert, 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 Bert. Gooda, 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 hello. Gooda, 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 hello. Gooda,
and I'm afraid I'll have to interrupt you. We're almost out of time, so from me it's good night, and from my guests...
Good night, good night.
Good night, good night, good night, good night.
Gooda, 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 gooda.
Good night.
And indeed, that closes the first half of this Royal Command performance. And during the short intermission, we'll be going into the theatre bar and eavesdropping on some of the conversations. Ah, there's Britt Eklund with her new escort. He looks somewhat uncomfortable in his dinner suit. He's not yet quite used to long trousers. And look who's over there.
Ah, no, don't. Good heavens, do not. No, my producer said, good heavens, no. Do not, whatever you do, do not try to buy a drink in this bar, he said, good heavens, no. Because, he said, the barman will not see you. So do not, he said, do that.
Ronnie Corbett. And quite a glittering array of the rich and the famous, all here to see and be seen. And there, at the bar, there's Chris Tarrant, at the bar, just serving someone with a half of lager before he refills the peanut tray. And let's move hastily past him now, onto the balcony overlooking Regent Street. And who is this?
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
A bee.
A bee.
A bee. See? Gee!
Huh?
Hi. Hi, Jay.
Kate.
Kate.
Oh.
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 Oh, P. 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 P.
Not you.
Ah. S.
T.
T.
S. T.
You.
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 VW.
VW?
VW. XY.
X?
Yeah.
Why?
VW.
XY. Well.
And the intermission is almost over as we move back through the milling crowds past the cocktail bar. There's William Golding, the Nobel Prize-winning author, deep in conversation with Terry Neal.
As far as we're concerned at Arsenal Football Club,
Naturally, when a player of Charlie's quality comes onto the market, we're always interested. Obviously, though, he must fit into our team plan and be extremely good-looking. We're only interested in lovely-looking players at Arsenal. Our back four is probably the most gorgeous in the Football League. Kenny Sansom, what a dish. O'Leary, Robson, stunning-looking. Obviously, I'm not including Pat Jennings. Not with those ears.
Terry Neal there, giving us some insight into the Arsenal philosophy. And, there's Victoria Principal, star of Dallas. She could certainly make the Arsenal back four. In fact, she probably has at one time or another. And back in the theatre now, we're about to begin the second half of the performance. And Her Royal Majesty, picking the splinters out of her ballroom gown, she sits back on the box. She spent the interval in conversation with the head of Light Entertainment, who unfortunately didn't recognize her and kept calling her Edna. A rather imperious scowl on her face as she clutches the king cone and the hot dog he bought her. And the curtain rising now for the second half of this evening's performance.
Somewhere this evening, a man is driving home, alone. For company, he turns on his radio and turns the dial towards Radio 4. The red line flits slowly through the wavelengths, moving nearer and nearer to this channel. Here he comes now.
Guten Abend, meine Damen und Herren. Heute Abend haben wir klassisches Frankfurters mit James Lars-Geschlägen geboten.
And he goes past. Puzzled, he reaches the end of the dial, and back he comes. Coming closer and closer, and...
I want to be a sergeant major! I want to scream all day!
Where had Radio 4 gone? Mystified, his eyes leave the road. All his attention is on his radio set. As he moves the dial yet again, his car drifts slowly across the road. And here he comes now.
This is Radio 4, and you've just crashed. So you'll miss this.
It was just a winter's night in London town. The streets outside were eiderdown. Mr. Moonman wore a frown, then spring bloomed inside. As our eyes met across some crowded room, I felt my heart go boom, boom, boom. The rocket ship went zoom, 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 and you left me tongue-tied. Tongue-tied, whenever you're near, cause I'm tongue-tied, tongue-tied. My brain goes in a spin and I forget what room I'm in. Is it noon or is it day and is it June or is it noon? The only thing I know is that I'll never let you go, although you always made me.
And as we near the end of this gala evening, this glittering, star-studded occasion, as Her Majesty looks on, the head of Radio Light Entertainment picks absently at his black primsoles. We wait the final sketch.
Hi, everybody. A famous person here saying thank you for buying my album, Keep Fit Dance, Have a Cardiac Arrest, and Drop Dead. So if you're a little out of shape and want to become a dead person, this is the aerobics program for you. Let's go. Okay, first exercise. This is especially for people 50 years plus who are disgustingly out of condition. Yeah. So, nice, easy starting position. Right leg wrapped around your neck, head tucked under your elbow, and your left foot in your mouth. Let's go! Stretch your arm, 2, 3. Stretch your leg, 2, 3. Is it hurting? 3, 4. It should be hurting, 3, 4. So stretch that arm, 2, 3. Stretch that leg, 2, 3. And now your arm is going numb. Your arm is numb. Your face is gray. Your face is gray. Your tongue is blue. So bulge those eyes, bulge those eyes. And touch that chest. Say after me. Say after me. Dribble cupping down your chin, so bulge those eyes. Now crawl to the phone, call to the phone, call to the phone, and call a duck down. 999, come on, keep those eyes bulged, keep that saliva swinging. I want to see blood coming out of your nose. Now drop the phone and fall to the floor, and writhe in pain, and gurgle a bit, and die. Good one, people. You're all dead. Okay, so listen. Why not get your grieving relatives to buy my latest album, Dance and Stretch for Stiffies? Because no matter how dead you are, it's real important to keep your corpse in shape. Check it out. Get on down. 2, 3.
Groovy Cold, Fab Pop Vickers, and welcome to another freaky edition of Soviet Top of the Pops.
Oh. Hey, freaky is the word, Comrade Imbansky.
Wow, we're having a really wild and far out time here.
Get down!
We are letting our hair dangle over our ears. Isn't that right, groovy comrades in the studio?
Groovy, fast, groovy.
Hey, whoa! There is just no controlling them. Hey! Let's take a quick look at them there charts, Comrade Chief Inspector.
Okay, here we go.
Hey,
and straight in at number 10. Moving up the charts faster than a Ford Anglia. Ha ha! It's Do You Love Me by that crazy man of pop who's on the fringe of madness. Brian Poole and his tremolo friend.
Hey, Queenie and the Dodgies.
Yes.
Hey.
Zooming in at number 7. Those two anarchists of Western culture, Esther and Abby Ofarin, with their decadent rock and roll record, Cinderella Rockabella.
Hey, don't stand so close, Comrade Imbansky. You may stand on my flared trousers. Hey.
Wow! Where did you get them from, Comrade Petronovich?
Hey, I got them from a groovy boutique here in Omsk called C&A. Crazy. Crazy and anarchic beast, man.
They really freaked my mind out.
Yeah, it's really hippie to wear them, especially with the penny round collars.
Tell me, Comrade, are they unisex?
Oh, yes.
Wow. I bet even Simon D. himself doesn't wear such groovy trousers. At least, not with an anorak, anyway.
But you haven't heard the best yet, Comrade Chief Inspector.
But
already I am on the waiting list for a psychedelic kipper tie. Three more years and I will be the grooviest, coolest, freakiest cat in Omsk.
Hey, never mind. Omsk, wind up that gramophone, Borodin. We're about to play you the number 6 in the groove charts.
Hey, let us get the psychedelic light show going, comrade. Hey, Sonia, start changing the colored bulbs and keep passing your hand in front of one of them to create the really cool, good strobe effect.
Hey, too much. Okay, comrades, get your twisting shoes on, because at number 6, it's the queen of punk herself.
Fanny.
Hey, get down with it, Groovy.
been listening to Son of Cliche. Chris Barry, Steve Brasnick, Will Tone. The show was written by Grant Laylor. Music was by Pete Ruiz. Peter Ruiz. Oh, Peter Ruiz. Peter Ruiz.
Hang on, I mean, how come he gets all the chorus, Peter Brewis? I mean, what is this? I mean, why does he get his name on the radio so many times? And what's going
Peter
on? Is it a radio?
Brewis.
Somebody
Brewis.
Said my name
Brewis.
Was going to be what's going on?
Peter Brewis. The show was produced by Alan Nixon.
That's it.
I want to hear you. But the music was by Peter
Brewis.
You say it.
If you listen to the series, you'll know that we always do a sort of joke when we hand over to the continuity people. And I mean, like one time we made out they were sitting on a toilet. And another time we made out they were making love in the storage room. And then there was that time when we made out that they were so fat and they had to be winched into the room.
That was actually
it's just that while this program's been going out, one of the continuity announcers has been promoted to controller of programs. So they're pretty important. So we're not going to do it now. In the final four programs of the series, we won't be doing any jokes at their expense. Four programs ago, and we just hope you took it in the spirit it was intended. And we hope there won't be any reprisals. So, I'm sorry, and we'll just carry on with no more. There'll be no more jokes from now on. So, see you next week. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.